This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, November 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump claims victory. California updates water project permit and Treasury expands CFIUS authority. Trump reclaims the presidency. The polls are closed nationwide and the results give Donald Trump the presidency. And Republicans will take charge of the Senate in January. The results for the House of Representatives still too close to call. Republicans hope to hold on to the House. In California, Republicans John Duarte and David Valadao were leading their races this morning in key Central Valley districts. The shift of leadership has big implications for a lot of issues, including trade and immigration, as well as tax and regulatory policy that are critical to agriculture. Trump increased his margins from 2020 in rural areas across the country, but also in cities and with minority voters, especially with Hispanics. Trump's victory was ensured when the outcome of Pennsylvania became certain. Fox News called the state at about 1:20 a.m. Eastern Time. Republicans flipped the Senate. The GOP was assured control of the Senate after Republican Bernie Marrero defeated Senate Ag member Sherrod Brown in Ohio and Ag Committee Republican Deb Fischer won her reelection race in Nebraska. Earlier in the night, Republicans flipped the West Virginia seat vacated by the retiring Joe Manchin. Republicans will pick a new majority leader next week. Senate GOP Whip John Thune of South Dakota is running for majority leader against Texas Senator John Cornyn and Rick Scott of Florida. Thune is the only one of the three on Senate Ag. Thune said in a post on X early this morning, the Biden-Harris administration has forced Americans to endure 4 years of high prices, open borders, and chaos on the world stage. State water projects get post-Trump permit. The Department of Fish and Wildlife has issued a new operating permit for the State Water Project. Remember, the incidental take permit is a reflection of California's attempt to go its own way in 2020 after the Trump administration then issued a new set of biological opinions governing Central Valley Project operations. Governor Gavin Newsom sued U.S. EPA in protest and began operating the SWP separate from the CVP for the first time in history. With Joe Biden in office, the Newsom administration reopened its doors to federal agencies and struck a deal on an interim operating plan while state and federal agencies began the long process of issuing new permits. Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth said the state is still operating under a permit independent of its federal partners. She pledged to, quote, continue to work together to make sure the rules that govern operations of both projects are aligned to the benefit of both fish and people. The permit covers 5 endangered species, including the controversial Delta smelt. CDFW Director Chuck Bonham said the state will mitigate and counteract species impacts through habitat restoration, improve flow measures, monitoring, and hatchery production. But several SWP contractors supplying water to San Joaquin Valley Farms had shared concerns over all potential unintended impacts to agriculture with the plan. State water contractors raised questions over continuing the use of Fall X2, a regulation often maligned as inflexible and not science-based. Yet it endorsed the final product, with General Manager Jennifer Pierre sharing gratitude for the hard work. She said the permit, quote, appears to resolve issues raised in 2020 and appreciated the adaptive management approach for its flexibility. Enviros, well, a coalition of environmental and sport fishing groups heavily opposed the plan. They argued it failed to provide adequate protections and worried the administration's pursuit of voluntary agreements with water districts is too risky. DWR pushed back on each of the concerns. through lengthy rebuttals. They took particular issue with the coalition's call to reduce exports, arguing it would not follow the SWP to meet its basic objective of storing and conveying water to fulfill water rights and contracts. The low export number the coalition pushed for would not meet the basic human health and safety needs, according to DWR. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Voters approve tough-on-crime ballot measure. California voters yesterday approved an increase on penalties for retail theft and drug possession in Proposition 36. Retailers and prosecutors led the initiative, and business, farm, and grocer groups backed it. Governor Gavin Newsom and the California Democratic Party opposed it, calling Prop 36 a return to the war on drugs. San Diego offers growers irrigation efficiency incentives. The San Diego County Water Authority will offer higher incentives for on-farm irrigation efficiency improvements for growers through June 2025, providing qualifying growers with $1,000 per acre. Eligible participants must be irrigating at least 1 acre of ag land using municipal water and must first undergo an on-site irrigation evaluation to receive recommendations for better efficiency. Rebates will be available for growers who implement recommendations to achieve a 20% or greater efficiency increase. Treasury Department expands CFIUS authority to review foreign land purchases. The Treasury Department has finalized a rule allowing the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States to expand its ability to review certain land purchases near 60 military installations that were not on its previous list. The rule comes amid heightened interest by lawmakers in foreign purchases of U.S. land, which was among the subjects brought up at a House Ag Committee hearing earlier this year. This final rule will significantly increase the ability of CFIUS to thoroughly review real estate transactions near bases and will allow us to deter and stop foreign adversaries from threatening our armed forces, including through intelligence gathering, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a release. AGCO reports lower sales and income in quarter three. Net sales and income were down for ag equipment manufacturer AGCO in the third quarter, the result of a contraction of the ag industry overall. CEO Eric Hansota told analysts on a call yesterday, compared to the highly profitable years farmers saw from 2021 to 23, the significant contraction is not uncharacteristic of prior downturns. The company has responded by, quote, reducing inventory and cutting production faster than in prior downturns. We have been much more aggressive in reducing costs to better align our operations with the weak market environment, Hansota said. AGCO net sales were $2.6 billion for the third quarter ending September 30th, a decrease of 24.8% compared to the same quarter a year ago. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, November 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.